Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Well, from raising funds in the pool to raising funds on your feet and on a bicycle in some cases as well, I'd like to introduce you to 2 Feet for TB, which is a local initiative that aims to see tuberculosis eradicated within our lifetime. And of course, you probably know, or I hope you know, that this coming Saturday is in fact World TB Day. So what better chance to welcome in studio the founder, Neil Stacey, as well as his brand ambassador, Vikas Vanamava. It's great to have you both with us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Neil, this is a very personal struggle for you, very personal connection to this cause.
Yes, it is. I just had these all during 89 and 90. I had all these unexplained symptoms. You know, I was always feeling tired, and doctors sort of misdiagnosed me. They said I had allergies. They said I had asthma. I had bronchitis, the common cold, man flu, and pneumonia and meningitis.
Yo.
And for such a long time, I was always on either antibiotics, I was always on either inhaler, bronchial cough syrups, painkillers. I had so much medication, I could almost open up my own pharmacy. And, you know, during one Saturday morning, it was, I'll never ever forget, it was 11th of August, in 1990, there's a race called the John Carrazzi. Back in the day, it was a half marathon, and it was then held at the Cape Corps base in Fora outside Alsace River. And you know when you wake up in the morning and you know that this is not going to be a good day? You know, while I was busy training, and I was always out of breath, I was always so tired, and you know, I was a first-class cricketer. I played high leagues badminton, and obviously running and stuff like that. And you know that the spaghetti is about to hit the fan that particular day. So obviously, you know what us runners are like. You know, we run like there's no tomorrow. We forget about pain. You know the whole story, no you pain, no gain. Kind of, we just push through it kind of thing. Actually, it's called domkracht. You know, we're just silly, you know.
Yeah.
And came to the start line, and it was raining that day. But yet, you know, I was cold, but yet I was burning up with like a fever. And how I finished the race, I really don't know. It was obviously as if my guardian angels were with me. So what normally used to happen, we used to always go to my parents' house for a post-race breakfast. It was like a tradition. Mm-hmm. And I went to shower, and my legs were so wobbly. And I just didn't feel well. And I went to go and lie down. Now we all think if we go and lie down, it's all going to go away. And my mom called me and she said, no, breakfast is served and stuff like that. And when I walked in there, they said to me, even my kids said, Dad, you look so pale. You know, you're so white under the gills kind of thing. And while I was sitting there, I just felt so lightheaded. And I collapsed and I blacked out. And my parents took me to the doctor, and the doctor examined me, and he looked at us and he said to my mom, I suspect that your son has got TB. And my mom threw her toys out the cot. She said, how the beep 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 can my son have TB, you know, because there's this whole misconception about TB, and it's a misconception that still exists today. And then there's that long wait. Now back in the day, you know, it's almost as if you had the pigeon carrier to go. And it took 3 weeks for me to get the results. And, you know, it's like a thunderbolt that hits you. And the doctor said to me, no, you've got TB. And then I had to wait another 6 weeks for a referral to the hospital, the state hospital, which is in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And now that's 9 weeks. So 9 weeks you're in isolation. You can't see your family. You can't see your friends because you might be contagious. So my mom was like my guardian angel. And my nightingale, and she looked after me. She kept me by her place and stuff like that. And then the medication started. And trust me, it's nasty. It's really not nice. 6 tablets a day for 6 months. 6 months running to different clinics. You go to clinics, and sometimes your file isn't there. And, you know, I always remember one story that really, really, really struck with me is that I was sitting at this clinic one morning, and there was this homeless man, and he kept on looking at me. And eventually plucked up the courage and says, "Goeiemôre, meneer." I said, "Ja, goeiemôre." And he said, "Wat is verkeerd met meneer? Is meneer sick?" So I said, "Ja, ek het TB." He says, "Nee, meneer, dis onmoontlik. Jy kan nie TB hê nie, jy's wit."
Yeah.
You know, the medication, like I said, it's 6 tablets a day for 180 days. You dare not default. If you default, you have to start from scratch again, you know.
So and you run the risk of becoming drug resistant.
And also, you know, there's such a lot of huge misconception about TB. I believe that TB is so misdiagnosed. I think a lot of people go to doctors and the doctors don't pick up the symptoms. You know, I'm the typical stereotype person that shouldn't be having TB. Because people think that TB is only with black community. And it's a very bad stigma. It's just not true. They come directly at you and say, "Oh, okay, sorry, you're not the right color," and go around the corner kind of thing, you know, which is actually quite sad.
Yeah. So there you were, someone who didn't tick any of the boxes. You probably ate a good diet. You were fit and healthy and you exercised regularly. You get this diagnosis and you have to face the uphill battle that is treatment to get back on your feet. I just have to move along before we run out of time. Neil, you reached a decision that having been through this experience yourself, and obviously you're sitting here looking fit as a fiddle, you've come out the other end. You've chosen to help raise awareness of the fact that this is a disease that doesn't have a type, that it can affect anybody, but also that it is curable.
Yeah, correct. In 2014, I ruptured my Achilles. And the first thing I said when I woke up, I told the orthopedic surgeon, "I want to do something for TB." That was the first thing I said when I woke up. And obviously, you know the reason why I chose TB. And my whole concept is to teach people, you know, there are people like us out there that have been through it and that do care kind of thing, you know. And so I chose TB. So my whole concept is based on running and cycling. And what I want to do in the next 7 years, I want to participate in every marathon, every ultra, every cycling race in South Africa. I chose 7 years because it is because there are so many marathons and stuff on a particular day. And it's all nutrition-based and stuff like that. Vikas, can't you little bit about quickly about Seeds for Life?
Vikas, I know. So you're taking on this one challenge after the next. You've just completed the cycle tour. You're going to be taking on the Two Oceans up next. And you're raising funds for what, Vikas? What's the intention for the money that's raised?
Correct, yes. Our next events will be quite several events that we're targeting Seeds for Life project.
Mm-hmm.
For that project, we will collecting packets of vegetable seeds that people can donate at Two Oceans Marathon Expo. Over the next 3 days for TB, World TB Day, we are targeting Ravensmead 15 kilometer on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, it's the Spa 10 kilometer and 5 kilometer races. That is driven by our friend and new partner, Verushka Colby. And for that, and we also did it at the Tiger Run yesterday at Tiger Valley, where we collected vegetable seeds. So our target for this year is around 1,000 packets. And with those seeds, we will be handing it over to farm communities, people struggling with TB that have farms that need nutritional value. TB patients are a lot poor patients. They don't have valuable meals that they need to take with their treatment. The treatment makes them sick and they stop the course. And that, as you said, leads to TB resistance.
Okay.
For the medication. So next events, like we said, Neil did the Cape Town Cycle Tour successfully. I'll be doing Two Oceans Ultra, 56 kilometer, and also Comrades Marathon on the 10th of June. And we have several projects that we are involved, that we also will be involved with in future. And all this because we want to make a difference with patients with TB, and that needs the medication and a healthy nutritional lifestyle.
Vikas, is there a website or a Facebook page we can direct our listeners to if they'd like to check out that list of upcoming events and support what you're doing?
Yes, we've got two Facebook pages running. It's the 2 Feet for TB Facebook page. And from that, the project Seeds for Life. They can just type it in. It will come up.
Okay,
as you know, on Facebook, and we are working on a website that we are working on, and We are very active on social media, Instagram, Facebook, yes.
Okay, so look out for 2 feet for TB, and it's the digit 2 and the digit 4. So 2 feet for TB. Neil and Vickers, I want to thank you both for coming in to share the story with us today, and best of luck to you both.
Thank you very much for that.